Ted Cruz rips Justin Timberlake over bailout money for Antifa terrorists destroying minority communities. By Hannah Blow on June 1, 2020. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, ripped pop megastar Justin Timberlake after the Grammy-winning singer urged fans to follow in his footsteps and donate to an organization providing bail money for lawless protesters. Justin, how about giving your millions to a fund to help the African-American and Hispanic small businesses that are being burned and looted, rather than a fund to bail out the spoiled, often white, Antifa terrorists who are destroying minority communities? Cruz asked in response to the Mirror singer's tweet, which encouraged fans to donate to the Minnesota Freedom Fund. Cruz's sharp response to Timberlake comes as the country experienced yet another night of violent protests sparked by the death of George Floyd. However, as President Trump and Attorney General William Barr have emphasized, many of the protesters seem to be associated with radical leftist groups including Antifa and have engaged in lawless behavior. Video after video shows rioters assaulting police officers and pillaging businesses, many of which are minority-owned, in the name of justice. That was in full display in Philadelphia on Sunday as rioters destroyed a line of police vehicles as officers moved to protect local businesses from looters. Fox 29 Steve Keeley noted that many of those businesses needing protection from protesters were, in a twist of irony, minority-owned. Minority business owners in Minneapolis, Minnesota, faced similar hardships over the weekend as rioters consumed the city, as the Los Angeles Times detailed. Some tried to protect their businesses against looting by taping messages of solidarity in their windows, including African-owned business and "We support our small, diverse and minority businesses." But those windows were broken overnight, too, leaving security guards sweeping up the shattered glass Friday. "We never expected this," said Elmi, who like other merchants has also been buffeted by the lost business and travails the coronavirus has brought. He noticed that even East Lake Street's mainstays were looted, including Ingebretsen's, a Nordic bakery and meat market where residents line up at Christmas to buy lutefisk, pinkchot, and Yule cake. Elmi and his restaurant supplier, Muhammad Abdi, said the damage reminded them of their youth in Somalia, where they watched militants roam and the government lose control of the country. Former Secret Service agent and conservative commentator Dan Bongino also slammed Timberlake, posting a viral video showing a group beating a woman outside of a Rochester business with lumber and asking, "Is it Timberlake going to bail them out?" Nonetheless, Timberlake is not alone in his endeavors as several celebrities, including actor Steve Carell and singer Harry Styles, donate to the cause, bailing out protesters who are wreaking havoc and sowing civil discord across America.